So we have two more Sundays, including today, before Advent starts. So I was hoping to finish Galatians before that. So initially, I was planning to speak from verse 1 to 10 today, but I found it's going to be a little bit too long, especially I'm speaking in English and a short summary in Japanese today. So I cut half. So we're going to read from verse 1 to verse 5 today. So let us pray before go into today's scripture.
一言お祈りいたしましょう。愛する天の父なる神様、あなたの豊かな恵みの中で、あなたに祈り、またあなたに賛美し、また御言葉を聞き、そして愛する兄弟姉妹と共に交わりを持つことができることを感謝いたします。主よ、どうぞこの時間をあなたの御手で包み、あなたの御霊をもって導き、豊かに祝し、あなたの栄光を表してください。どうぞこの語る者のこの口をあなたが清めてくださって、あなたのメッセージ、あなたの言葉を語ることができますように助けてください。また今日ここに集えなかったお一人お一人も、主よ、どうぞ心に留め顧みてくださって、その御手を持って励まし支えてくださいますようお願いいたします。これからの時をすべてあなたの御手にお委ねして、愛するイエス様の御名によってお祈りをいたします。アーメン。
So finally we reached the last chapter of Galatians. How long did it take? Almost a year. Just to read through 6 chapters, I took almost a year. But finally, we are here, the last chapter. And in this chapter, basically Paul talks about what he had already told in previous chapters. So nothing really new, but in more concrete terms and more specific situations. And in the previous chapter, like from last Sunday, if you remember, he wrote that we should walk and live by the Spirit. And now he continues to describe how it actually looks like to live by the Spirit. How it looks like walk by the Spirit. And if you remember the message from last Sunday, in other words, how it looks like to live by responding to God's love and grace in real life. So how it looks like. So let us take a look at verse 1. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. So same question I did to a children. When you find someone caught in sin, what would you do? What would be your reaction? What would be your response to that person? And we already know the answer, because it is written in the Bible. We already just read it. So here is Paul's answer, or God's answer to us. This is how it looks like when we live by the Spirit, when we respond to God's grace and love. Brothers and sisters. This is very important. He said brothers and sisters. Okay? He didn't say church leaders. He didn't say board members, or he didn't say pastors. He said brothers and sisters. That means you, including you. If someone is caught in a sin, who you live by the Spirit, this is what we want. This is what God wants us to be. We want to live by the Spirit. So if you live by the Spirit, this is what you should do. You should restore that person. So this is the goal. This is our purpose, our goal and aim, right? This is how it looks like at the end. God wants us to restore that person gently. And this is how we do that, how we carry it out. Gently. And one more thing. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. So being gentle is important. To accept that person and try our best to understand that person is very important. But you have to be careful because you might be also tempted. So we have to watch out for that. So this is the answer. This is how it looks like if we live by the Spirit when we find someone caught in sin. However, sometimes we find ourselves responding differently, don't we? We don't respond like this all the time. Sometimes we respond differently. I just want to give three examples. So number one, we might have ignored. Have you ever done that before? When you find someone caught in sin, we just ignore it. We pretend we didn't see it. Or just report that to your pastor. Just leave it to your pastor or someone else. So you don't have to deal with it. Right? Who wants to spend your time to deal with the issue? Just bring it to pastors. Oh, this person is doing something. Oh, let's report to the pastor. And that's it. That's my job. I'm done. So everyone brings these issues to the pastors, and I will bring that to the reason. No, I'm just joking. We might have ignored or left it to pastor or someone else, so you don't have to deal with it. That might have been your response. Or number two, we might have responded, but responded with anger, not gently. Responded with anger rather than gentleness. And I like to say anger is not always bad, because God gets angry sometimes. Jesus got angry. Sometimes it's okay to get angry. But I would say 99% of our anger is not good anger, most time. That is the kind of anger causes blaming or scorning or judging and separating. So that person's purpose, if we respond with this anger, our purpose and our goal is no longer restore that person, but blame that person, scorn that person, judge that person, and separate that person from the community that might be in your heart, to appeal that you are right and that person is wrong. Or, and number three, we might have responded this way. We might have encouraged ourselves to cross the red light together. If you're alone, you might think this is not good. But if you see the other people, or pastor is doing that, or Reason is doing that, or Mrs. Ito is doing that, everyone is doing, so maybe it's okay. First you thought that's not a good thing, but if everyone is doing it, you might think, well, maybe it's not a big deal, so it's okay to do it. We might choose that kind of response sometimes. But either way, we are not living by Spirit. We are not responding to God's love and grace. But we are responding to the flesh. We are responding to the people's action or reaction, or we're responding to our fear or desire that may be inspired by that person's action or reaction. Either way, we are not responding. So the key is whether we are responding to God or we are responding to the fact, to that person, or responding to your own hurt. What about verse 2? Verse 2. Carry each other's burdens and And in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. The law of Christ is to love one another, right? As He loved us. This is the new commandment I give you. Love one another as I loved you. That's what Jesus said. And how He loved us. He carried our burdens, right? Jesus carried our burdens. So we are too encouraged to carry each other's burdens. This is straightforward. And this is how it looks like when we live by the Spirit. This is how it looks like when we respond to His love and grace and fulfill His law. However, what was happening among Galatians was opposite. So that's why Paul is writing this letter, right? What was happening, the problem the Galatians have was opposite. They were loading each other with burdens that they cannot even carry. That's what was happening in the Galatians. They're supposed to help each other and carry each other's burden, but they were doing the opposite. They were loading each other with burdens. And it reminds us what Jesus said in Luke chapter 11, verse 26. You don't have to open it, but Jesus said, He replied, "And you experts in the law, woe to you, because you load people down with burdens they can hardly carry. And you yourselves will not lift one finger to help them." And sadly, sometimes we can see this in the church as well. We start carrying each other's burdens. We start to do that. Initially, we start carrying each other's burdens. But sometimes we find ourselves ending up loading each other with burdens. I don't know if you have felt that way sometimes. We start to help each other. But I don't know where it went wrong, but kind of ending up loading each other with burdens. And this problem is also related to who we were responding to. So first, we respond to God. So while we are responding to God and His love and His grace, we are okay, because we carry each other's burdens as a response to God's love. So we are okay. But as we get used to it, not all the time, but sometimes we start responding or reacting to the expectation that we kind of built in other people. We built in that person instead. And resulting loading others with burdens, even sometimes without knowing it. And when we start loading each other, we also start comparing each other, right? We start comparing each other. Well, that could be vice versa. We start loading each other. This person is working harder than this person. Or I'm doing more jobs than this person. But this person is doing less. We start comparing. I'm doing this, so this person should do this as well. We start to compare. We start loading each other rather than carrying each other's burdens. And that's causing frustration, causing pressure, a sense of superiority or inferiority. And this kind of go into the last verse, actually. So let's read verse 3 to 5. If any of you think you are something when you are nothing, you deceive yourselves. Each of you should test your own actions, then you can take pride in yourself without comparing yourself to somebody else. For each of you should carry your own Lord. So Paul talks about our actions, or we can say our response, our actions and pride, right? And his point is very simple and straightforward and clear. We have nothing to proud of against other people or compare to other people. We have nothing to proud of. But we often forget that. And I would like to share the parable that Jesus taught us, the parable of talents, so which is written in Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to 30. So if you like to open your book, you can do that, but you don't have to. And I'm not going to read all this parable, but I think most of you have heard and know this parable, right? The parable of talents. There was one king, and he left his home and gave 5 talents to this one servant, and 2 talents to other servant, and 1 talent to the third servant. And he went on journey. And a few years later, he came back. And the servant who were given 5 talents came up and said, "Lord, I earned 5 more talents, right?" And the king said, "Oh, well done, well done. You were such a faithful servant." And just continue on. You have heard that parables, right? So in that parable, did you notice that the king is not mentioning or comparing how much the servant earned? He did not say to the servant who earned 5 more talents, "Well, you did the best. You earned 5 more talents. That's great. That's better than this servant who I gave 2 talents. He only earned 2 talents more. But you earned 5 more. Well, you are better than this person." He didn't say that. He said, "You are faithful to little thing, so I will give you more." By the way, anybody knows how much it would be, the 5 talents now? いくらぐらいか知ってますか? 5 talents. 5 talents is about $300,000. About $300,000. It's 6,000 denarii, and 1 denarii is you earn per day. So let's say you might earn more, but let's say you earn $100 per day. So it's going to be about $300,000. That's a lot. That's a lot of money. But this king said, "That's a little thing. You're faithful to little thing. It's not little for us," but he said that little. So even if this servant failed and lost what he was given, it's not a big deal for the king. It's a little thing, right? Only 5 talents. For us, that's a big, but for king, it's a little thing. It doesn't matter if you lose it or gain. But what matters is how faithful you were to what you were given. So it is not how much more you gained compared to other servant, but it is how faithfully you responded to what you have received from your king. So we don't have to compare each other. We don't have to compare. But at the same time, we want to ask ourselves, are we responding to what we have received from King, what we have received from God through Jesus Christ today? How we can do that? How we can respond to do that? But again, we are often tempted to compare each other. And that makes us even more difficult to love one another, right? God wants us to love one another. God wants us to carry each other's burdens. But once we start comparing, once we start loading each other, the result is opposite. It makes us more difficult to love one another. There is a word in verse 2, carry each other's burdens. And in verse 5, each of you should carry your own load. So it's burden and load. So maybe in English it's a different meaning, but in Japanese it's the same word, omoni. But in original word, it's totally different word. First word, burden, the burden that we should carry each other. This burden means the burden in the daily life, something you are struggling, something you are suffering, that we should share. But next one, the one, the load in the verse 5, it's different Greek. It's the first one is, I don't know, you don't have to remember, but the first one is baros actually in Greek, and second one is phortion in Greek, and it's different meaning. And the second one means your purpose that God gave you. This is why you are living for. This is what I asked you. So it's a talent, the talents God gave you. So about for these talents, we don't compare, we don't share that. But first burden we're gonna share. So that's different there. Anyway, we won't live by spirit. God wants us to live by spirit, by the spirit. And to live by the spirit, we have to stop responding to one's action or reaction that may steer your heart. When you see someone acting wrong or reacting that you were not expecting, sometimes that steer our hearts. But let us not respond to that. And we have to stop responding to according to your expectation in others as well. Let us respond to what we have received, what you have received from your King, from God through Jesus Christ. And it is challenging, it is hard, but I believe we can do it because that is God's will. God wants us to live by the Spirit. This is what God is willing. So let us have faith in Him, not in our own ability. We might think, oh, that's too hard for me. I know it's hard, it's challenging. But that's God's will, and His will be done. So let's have faith in Him, and let us respond to His love and grace.
短く日本語で要約をしたいと思います。本当に短くしたいと思うんですけれども、今日からガラテヤ人への手紙が6章に入りました。6章で特に新しいことをパウロは私たちには教えているわけではありません。今まで語っていたことをより具体的に語っていると、まあ、言えると思うんですね。で、今日のこのメッセージの中で語られていることというのは、前回私たちは御霊によって歩む、御霊によって生きるということを学びました。それは別の言い方をすれば神の愛と恵みに応答して生きることだということを私たちは学びましたけれども、まさにその神の愛に応答して生きるというのは実際にはどんなふうに見えるのか、どんなふうな生き方になるのかということをいくつかの具体例を挙げてパウロは今日のところで述べていると思うんですね。一つ目は誰かが罪を犯しているとき、二つ目は重荷を負い合うとか、あるいは三つ目は、何か自分を人よりも偉いと思ったり、その逆だったり、 そんな例が挙げられていますけれども、結局のところ、私たちにとって大切なことは神様に応答しているかどうかということだと思うんですね。まあ、前回のメッセージと同じような内容になってしまいますけれども、罪を犯した人がいたらこういうふうにあなたは対処しなさい、重荷についてはこういうふうにあなた方は生きなさい、あるいは自分のことを人より偉いと思った時にはそれは違うんだ、こうなんだ、パウロは私たちに今日の聖書箇所でそれぞれ教えてくれてますが、これは私たちが神様の愛に応答して御霊によって歩む時に私たちはこういうふうに生きるということですよね。だからそうじゃない場合は私たちは言い換えてみれば神様の愛に応答はしてないということになるわけです。神様の愛に応答しないで目の前にいる人の行いやあるいは反応やそういったもの、あるいはそこから引き起こされる自分の中にあるいろいろな感情、そういったものに応答してもしかしたら生きてしまっているのかもしれない。神様にではなくて目の前のその人に対して、あるいは自分の中の心に湧き上がってくるさまざまなものに対して応答してしまっているのかもしれません。そうすると私たちはここでパウロが述べたように御霊に応答して生きる、御霊に導かれて生きる生き方とは別の生き方をしてしまう。ですので私たちは今日もう一度、私たちは今神様の愛に応答しているだろうかということを心に留めたいと思うんですね。ちょっとごめんなさい、一つだけこれは話させてください。最後のところで、タラントの話をしました。あのタラントを通してイエス様は本当によく私たちに教えてくれてると思うんですね。ある王様が旅に出るときに一人のしもべに5タラント、もう一人に2タラント、最後の一人には1タラント渡していきました。そして旅から帰ってくると5タラント儲けたしもべは、私はもう5タラント商売して儲けました、2タラント儲けた人ももう2タラント儲けました、最後の1タラントの人はどうしたんでしたか、あれは地面かなんかに隠して、置いたんですよね。あの例え話を私たちがよくこう読んでいくときに気づかされることが一つあります。それは王様は他のしもべと比べてそのしもべがどれだけたくさん儲けたかっていうことに言及してないということですよね。5タラント儲けたしもべに対してお前は2タラント儲けたやつよりもずいぶん儲けた、お前偉いな、そういうふうには言わなかった。5タラント儲けたしもべにも2タラント儲けたしもべにもわずかなものにあなたは忠実であった、だからもっと大きなものを任せようっていうんですよね。でも5タラントも2タラントも決して小さな額ではない。5タラントっていうのはだいたい今の額にしたら3億円ぐらいのものになりますよ。2タラントはね、1億ちょっとですよね。そんな私たちにとっては大金ですよ。おそらくその王様の財産の一部なんでしょうけれども、でもそれを王様はわずかなものって言ってるんです。わずかなものに忠実だったね。つまり王様にとっては3億円も1億円も大したことないんですよ。よくも私の財産を失ってくれたな、仮に一生懸命やって失っても王様はきっとそう言わない。ああ失敗しちゃった、あでも一生懸命やってくれたね、それが嬉しいよってきっとそう言ったんじゃないでしょうか。まあ、聖書には書かれてないから想像するしかないですけれどもね。この主人が、この王様が一番心に気にしたことは、そのしもべが忠実に与えられたそのタラントに対して生きたかどうかということなんです。どれだけ他の人と比べてたくさん儲けたかどうかなんてことは一言も言ってないんですね。で最後の一人のしもべに対しては叱りますよね。それはしもべが与えられたそのものに対して誠意を持って答えなかったからです。めんどくさいから地面に隠しておいた、銀行に預けておけばよかったものを、面倒だからそれすらもめんどくさくて地面に隠しておいた、だから悪いしもべだ、儲けたとか損したとかの話じゃないんですね。どれだけ忠実に主から与えられたものにその人が応答したかどうか、そこで成功したか失敗したかじゃないんです。神様が私たちに求めているのはそういう応答だと思うんですね。 だから教会の中でどうしても私たちは比べてしまうことがあります。あの人は人よりもたくさん働いてる、私はこの人よりももっとやってる、この人は全然やってない。だんだんそういうところから私がやってるんだからあなたもやってよとかね、あの人がやってないなら私もやらないとかね、この比較するところから重荷を追い合うんではなくて追わせ合う、全く逆の方向に私たちはちょっと気を緩めると言ってしまう弱さを持っているということを、牧師も含めてですよ、心に留めたいと思うんです。神様はその逆を願っている。神様は周りの人を見る、周りの人見て重荷を持っている人がいたらね、手伝ってあげたらいいんですけど、周りの人と比べるんではなくて、神様があなたに与えてくれた、それは分かりません、何か、イエス様を通して与えてくれた、あなたが受け取ったものに対してどういうふうにあなたが応答するか、それは必ずしもそれに対して献金を捧げるとかそういうことじゃないかもしれないですよね。もしかしたら人を家に呼んでご飯を一緒に食べるってことかもしれない、あるいはお茶碗を洗うってことかもしれない。人の分からない、僕も分からないことがたくさんありますけれども、それはその人にとって神様の愛に応答するっていうことはこれだっていうものがあると思うんです。それでいいんですね。神様はそれを喜ばれるし、それを見ておられるということを私たちはもう一度心に留めたいと思うんです。そして互いに愛し合う心を失わないようにしていきたいと思います。私たちはどうしても目の前にいる人の行いとか、あるいはその人の反応とか、あるいは自分がその人の中に抱いている期待というものに対してリスポンスしてしまう、してしまいがちですけれども、そうではなくてもう一度目を上に向けて、神様が与えてくださったものにどう私たちは応えるか、そのことをもう一度今日私たちは考えて一週間読んでまいりたいと思います。少し長くなってしまいましたが、一言お祈りをして閉じたいと思います。愛する天の父なる神様、あなたが私たちのために与えてくださった愛を計り知ることはなんと難しいことでしょうか。そして私たちは時々そのことを忘れてしまうことがあります。どうか許してください。神様、もう一度私たちが、あなたが私たちに託してくださった、与えてくださったその恵みに心を留めて、そしてあなたが私たち一人一人に与えてくださったそのタラントに応じて、私たちが誠意を持って感謝を持って応答することができますように、その時そこには互いに愛し合う心が生まれます。神様、どうぞそのように私たちが互いを愛し合い、互いを励まし合い、あなたの栄光を表していく、そのような教会と成長していくことができますように、どうぞ助け導いてください。どうぞ今日ここに集われたお一人お一人を豊かに祝福してください。あなたの喜びでその心を満たしてください。そして私たちの心にあなたの愛に応答する喜びをあなたがさらに与えてくださいますように、そしてそのことがあなたの栄光を表すことのために豊かに用いられますように、すべてを感謝し御手に委ね、愛するイエス様の御名によって感謝してお祈りいたします。アーメン。